All right. Well, today is Tuesday, October 10th, 2017. I am Anne Strong, and we are here in Module 1, Foundation, and we are talking about what and why today. And so before we go into that, I will go into our opening, and I've told you guys who have been here before that I usually pick these intuitively, and today was no different. And what's interesting is both the opening and the closing are about love. So this is just a piece of a pretty long piece called Love Breaks Through. So when we've lost hope and given up, love breaks through. When it looks like we're at an impasse, love breaks through. When you become aware that you're numb, love breaks through. With every breath we take, love breaks through. When I notice my self-compassion, love breaks through. When all you feel is despair, love breaks through. And one more. When we get comfortable with discomfort, love breaks through. So today we're really looking at what's going on for each of us around how we define strong from within and why that's important to us. And it was really fun to read what each of you sent in, because there's a similar theme and yet we each express it completely differently. So, Janet, I don't mean to put you on the spot, but since you're leaving soon, do you remember you had sent yours in quite a while ago? So do you have it in front of you? Do you need a refresher?
I don't have it in front of me, but I can, I don't know. Yeah, I might need a refresher.
Is it okay if I read what is on yours?
Sure.
Okay. Thank you for being willing to play so fully. So what Janet wrote for, I know I'm strong from within when I'm free to make choices and I have my authentic voice, when my yes means yes and my no means no, when I'm enraptured. I love that. I feel alive and in the flow. Time and distractions fade away. I feel sparkly, star shiny, alive and shining my light. I have enough money to live nicely and enough money to give. I am doing the important things first. I am empowering other women to be strong from within in what that means to them. So who else? Do any of you who are on the call right now have yours in front of you, or do you want me to read from yours?
I want her list.
Well, Janet, are you willing to share?
I share it all the time, sure.
So Diane was...
I would like everybody to feel that way. It'd be great.
Right? And was it you who spoke, Diane?
Yes.
So what you don't know yet, but you'll learn soon enough, both of you have some thinking strengths, and it's interesting. I don't know if there's a parallel with that or not, but fun to explore.
Yeah.
Janet, remind us what your top thinking strengths are in your top five.
Input, learner, and ideation.
And Diane, remind us of yours.
The intellect. Or whatever that's called.
Intellection,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Learner, achiever, maximizer, and adaptable.
Yeah, so the two that are thinking strengths are the intellection and the learner.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there might be some crossover. So who else wants to talk about theirs or have me share them?
This is Haley. I'm happy to have you read mine.
Okay. Yeah. Haley's, are, I know I'm strong from within when I feel beautiful. I'm creating artwork that speaks true to my soul. I'm spending time with people who help me and my soul grow. I'm focused on all the things I'm grateful for. I feel worthy of love and acceptance as I am. I am feeding my body healthy foods. I'm asking myself, what would someone who loved themselves do? That's so great, Haley. I'm being honest with myself and others. I'm dancing to my favorite music every day. I'm wearing clothes that make me, my body, feel gorgeous and healthy, clothes that speak to my soul and to what I hope others will like, not to what I hope others will like. I'm choosing to spend time doing the things that make me feel good instead of spending time proving myself to men and trying to get their approval. I am listening to music and or spiritual audio that helps me feel uplifted and grateful and abundant. I'm spending time with people who see me for the real me, the vulnerable, spiritual, positive person I am. And those people celebrate this part of me with me. I am not concerned with who likes or does not like me. I'm not concerned with judging my physical appearance. I'm taking time to smell and feel the weather. I'm reminding the people I love why I love them. I'm involved in communities I care about. I'm not comparing myself to my friends or other women or other people. I'm practicing friendly self-talk, and I'm using my top five strengths in ways that feel helpful to me and do not rob me of my energy.
I'm celebrating that with you, Haley.
Oh, wow.
Is that Doreen?
Yes, this is
so
Doreen. I just got my worksheet because I'm technologically challenged. I realized that.
But I just got my worksheet.
So mine is, and I only had time to look at it about an hour ago. But so many of the things that you said resonate with me. Because mine are just kind of churning still in my mind and my heart, but I really like a lot of things that you said. So,
wow.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
It's a celebration for me to share with other people like that.
That's amazing.
Thank you. So, Diane or Asia?
Sure. Mine was short because I kind of did that on purpose, I guess. I loved all those things that you just read, but I guess mine's short, so you can read it.
All righty. And, it's okay. There's no comparison. I noticed mine were uncharacteristically short. I would normally write Haley's list plus Janet's list. Today, I've done this several times, and then I thought, no, it would be good for me to do it today, and mine's way short. And it's okay. Short isn't better. Longer isn't better. It's like being present with what is for you. So what you wrote, Diane, is, I know I'm strong from within when I feel aligned, clear and straight, and not torn in different directions, pulling and tugging on me. I know I'm strong from within when I'm clear of distracting hard decisions because they've already been made and I feel aligned. And if I drift, I can quickly get back to center, and my values are in my agenda each day.
Yeah, I was going to add one thing I thought of when I was doing it. I know that I'm a kinesthetic person, and I notice when I get into the answers of those questions, it always comes from how I feel.
Okay.
So I was describing what it feels like rather than the details of what caused it. It was more like how I feel.
Fantastic observation. Yeah, absolutely. Asia, what about for you?
Hello. Okay. So I am trying to find a quiet space here. I'm getting ready to commute home, so I might be silent and you will be, or I'll be muted, but I will share some top of mind things. I didn't honestly prepare the assignment.
It's okay.
So I know I am strong from within when I'm eating healthy foods. I'm going to jump in and steal some of the ones that I've heard. I know I'm strong from within when I'm doing things for myself and for myself only. So I think that includes dress and just the things I say and the way that I say them, and making sure that I'm doing it for me. It's for me to laugh and for me to feel good about. It's not for the acceptance or approval or to impress others. I know I am strong from within when I'm like fully emotionally intact and embodied. And I know I'm strong from within when I love myself.
Yeah.
And I accept myself.
Thank you for being willing to do that on the fly.
Yeah, thank you for, thanks. Yeah, I felt good to do it.
Yay. All right. So go ahead and mute yourself. It sounds like you might already have Asia. And then why don't we, before we go into the why part, I will share mine because I told you I redid them today. So let's see what they say. So I have 9 of them. Yeah, normally I'd have about 40. So I know I'm strong from within when I use my own compass to make my decisions. I feel vibrant. I feel spacious. My body feels calm and spacious. I allow dark thought clouds to pass without assigning meaning to them. I'm unconditionally supportive of myself. I speak kindly to myself no matter what. I allow my full range of feelings without over-identifying with them. And I flow in my own pace, in my own way, without hypervigilance around responding to others. And I can tell you from rereading these, this has a lot to do with the space I'm in right now. It feels like I'm playing a game of tennis, a game of ping pong, and some soccer all at the same time. And that is not comfortable for me. That is not strong from within. So that's where those came from.
That's a lot of body movements you just described with tennis, ping pong, and...
Right? That's how it feels, right? It's like, who would want to be playing a game of anything and another game of anything at the same time, right? But to have to keep altering how and what, and ideally I'd love to drop a couple of the games, but that doesn't seem to be an option right now, so... Okay, how to do it well. And, you know, I think that's the trick. I know a lot of us have a lot of stuff going on personally. I know also that the stuff going on in the world impacts a lot of us. Many of us in this group have empathy in our top 5 strengths. You know, that just adds a whole other component. So really being a bit... vigilant about doing what you know to do to help yourself be in a place of actually being able to bring these ideas to fruition, and not perfectly, you know, with some compassion for yourself and where you are and your limitations and your brilliance and you're doing the best you can, but you know, being clear on what it is and what you can do at any given moment or in any given day. So thoughts, responses, anything else around the what before we go on to the why?
This is Doreen, and I have a question.
Sure, go ahead, Doreen.
Right, I'm really formulating some of my ideas, but as I was thinking about it and feeling about some of them, I'm wondering what people's experience, if you think, well, just like you did, And if you think that this varies on different days and at different times, that you're thinking about them. And
so your question is, does it?
Does it? Does it vary?
Yeah. So, yes, you already know my answer. So what about for the rest of you? Are you, I've been thinking about strong with, from within for quite a while, and maybe you guys have, maybe you haven't. What's your sense for you about would your idea of what strong from within is for you vary?
This is Haley. I think, I know for me, it's something that changes from day to day, and it reminds me of one of the four agreements, the always do your best, and how, sometimes, our best is, not as good, compared to, I think if we're feeling healthier on one day and, not on another day. And I just, I feel like I've been, in the past, I've just been really hard on myself, feeling like, I have to feel strong and beautiful and amazing all the time or else I'm like losing at life. But I've discovered that really, my best changes. And, it's interesting, but I think that's what makes life interesting.
You know what I think you bring up, Haley, is that on a wonderful day, you're feeding yourself well, you feel beautiful, you respond to people kindly, you talk to yourself kindly. And on a day when your best is a little different, it's like you're compassionate because you don't feel beautiful. You're apologizing to yourself when you don't speak to yourself kindly, right?
Yeah.
So there's this whole gorgeous, messy continuum. There's still a way to be strong from within, even when we feel super weak, I'm thinking.
Totally. I love how you said it's the gorgeous, messy part. That's perfect.
Yay. So anybody else?
The whole name of your course, this is Doreen, the whole name of your course intrigues me because in my life I've gone through challenges, personal, professional challenges, and people have said to me, you can do this, you're a strong woman.
Hmm.
And for some reason it was like I associated with that. Oh, I had to do things that I really didn't want to do. That I had to have some capability that I didn't feel like I have. But right now, the current challenge that I'm facing, I feel like I need to be strong for myself, but sometimes that takes the form of just being gentle and nurturing with myself. So it's like the definition of strong has sort of evolved for me over the years. And I think that's positive for me because defining myself in more positive ways.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you, Doreen. Well, let's go ahead and move on to the why segment then. So in looking at why are these things important to you, these ways you define strong from within, I did see a common theme, which seemed to be, in the broadest sense, we get to be ourselves. And then there were also some specifics. So I'll share mine to start, because they're, again, uncharacteristically super short. So my first answer to why it's important for me to be strong from within is because living any other way is exhausting and off course. And then I put in parentheses, not Anne. So why is it important for me to be not exhausted, and why is it important for me to be Anne? And what I wrote was, it's hard to be present to life when I'm exhausted, and I can't live fully if I'm not being Anne. So then why is that important? Why is it important to be present? Because it's the only way to be truly fulfilled and to be truly realized as me. And it's what I'm here for, to be truly realized and truly fulfilled. And then I on the worksheet, I only had us go to a third level, but for some reason I knew there was a fourth level, so I asked myself, why is it important to be truly fulfilled and realized? And what I got to kind of surprised me, because I realized being fully present with myself, sometimes it's going to be on a really hard day. So it occurred to me that it was about being with the good, the bad, and the ugly, and that fully, talking about fully fulfilled always sounds like good. Oh, everything's going my way. Fully realized seems like maybe it's accepting it all. So it got pretty esoteric. I've never gone to this place before. So I thought I would just share that with you, that there's something about integrating it all helps me realize the importance of being strong from within. So I hope that wasn't too esoteric, that you could follow it a bit.
I thought that was good, because you do associate it with always being la-la and good and happy, but that isn't how every day is.
Right. Yeah, thank you
but
for that,
Diane. But you can still be strong in a bad
situation. Yep.
So it's being strong with within and having a sense of self, no matter what the external circumstances are in our lives.
Oh my gosh, Doreen, that's so beautifully put. Luckily, we have a recording of this.
Well, it's currently something I'm working on.
Well, good job. That's really beautiful. Thank you.
I'm glad I could share it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've had to meditate on that many times in the last couple years, so.
Well, thank you for sharing it.
Thank you for listening.
Yeah. Anybody else? Who else wants to share theirs?
Hey, it's Asia. I made
it
home. And
yeah.
I can participate.
Yay.
I like what you said, Anne, about it being exhausting, because, yeah, I think when it comes down to it, if it's not your highest self thinking about what it means to not be you, then I think, like, the exhausting piece really speaks to that. So that really resonated with me. And then the other thing that you also said that resonated is just the purpose of this life is to be fully present in the experience of being me. So I think I will take those two and say that I agree with them and they speak to me, so I'm going to call them mine.
The easy woman's way to do your homework.
Yes, right.
I like that. Oh, that's beautiful. And it's so funny, I was thinking I wouldn't do it, and then I thought, yeah, you are going to do it because it's your course. So I'm really not too wild about the whole do as I do but not as I say. I don't need to do this. I've done all this before.
Right.
And then something completely different pops out. I'm like, oh, okay, I get it. So, yeah, it's a journey. And thank you for claiming those as yours. And if you are ever writing on some other piece, you might notice something else pops up for you too.
Yes.
I think this is Doreen. I think that another thing that really pops out at me is that one of my second strengths was empathy.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like it grows stronger as I get older. And I feel like I have to be stronger within to encounter all that or to deal with all of that because I'm finding that it was great professionally, but now it's coming through on a more personal level. I'm finding that I don't always have the skills to deal with all that's coming at me.
So thank you for bringing that up, Doreen, because I had mentioned several of us have empathy in our top five, and I've found the same thing. I'm doubling and redoubling what I know to do. I wish Gina were with us tonight because she has empathy in her top five, and she has this beautiful way of letting it move through her. For me,
mm-hmm.
it kind of sometimes gets stuck inside, and it sounds like maybe it does for you too.
That's exactly where it gets stuck.
Yeah. So try that. Maybe if she's with us next week, she could elaborate a little bit on how she does that. But when I notice it's kind of piling up, I'll just say, how can I just let this go through right now? It doesn't serve me or anybody else I'm feeling to hold on to it, like just acknowledge it and let it move through.
Exactly, because I find that can be a point of exhaustion for me as well.
There you go,
It doesn't serve anybody, and I am fortunate to have some friends that tend to be more empathetic than I am, and they call it to my attention.
Oh, wow. Because they know what's going on before you notice that's what's depleting you.
And that's so frustrating because it's like they sense it and I don't. And it's like, how do I learn to be more aware in that space in my life? So
maybe if you notice you're exhausted, you can see if that's what's going on. Because I hear you. I have the same issue sometimes.
That's a good suggestion.
Yeah, and next week, if I forget, if you remind me, if Gina's here, we'll ask her specifically because she really does do this beautifully. And I've tried to grill her, but clearly I haven't drilled down to the bottom enough yet. But we'll see if we can't do that.
Well, sometimes I think that's a hard concept to
what
do. I know one of my friends that is the most empathic and works with me sometimes just doesn't seem to get it. You know,
specifically?
You know, like, she doesn't get how to drill it down enough for me so that...
Oh, I see. Yeah.
You know, it seems just so automatic for her.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
That, she can't take
so
it apart for you.
If Gina has a process, and, you know, it's more concrete. That was wonderful.
I'll tell her that's what she has to do since she wasn't here today. She has to have a process for us. Maybe we'll have a little empathy sidebar so that you guys who don't have it don't have to be bored.
Yeah. Well, I actually think it's a skill. I mean, that other people can benefit from anybody that works with people.
Absolutely.
Have to process their emotions or whatever.
Yeah.
But let me stop rambling.
No worries. So where were we? Okay, so on the why, Haley or Diane, do you want to share anything?
No, I just was enjoying listening to everything. I agree.
All righty. Haley, how about you?
So for my whys, I can't remember exactly what I wrote, and I don't have the page in front of me, but I just wanted to chime in about, how you guys were talking about just empathy and how it gets stuck in us sometimes. And I keep thinking about that, and that really is such a freeing concept for me that, I can let it pass through me. And I feel like I tend to, hold on to other people's opinions or feel responsible for the way they feel in some way. And anyway, so that's just something that, just really, really touched me. So just thank you for bringing that up.
You're welcome. And I see what you're saying, that even though empathy isn't something that's right in your top strengths, being aware of what people are, you think they might be thinking, like you can let the same thing, let it go. But sometimes I'll even, if I'm really having trouble with it, I'll just bless them, you know, and like, it's not even really about them that much. You know that. But
exactly.
Like, bless them and let them move on. Down the river they go. So thank you for bringing that up. I see a broader application other than simply empathy.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. And I do have yours here, so I'm looking to see what you had written for why. And the reason for the why is it important to you to be strong from within, and then why is that important to you, and why is that important to you, is it's been my experience when we drill down a little bit, we get to something that is a little bit deeper or a little bit more true, or, kind of like the one that surprised me, that I hadn't seen that before and didn't know that was coming out, and that took going to the fourth level to get to, oh, yeah, it's not just about the quote-unquote good. So I'm going to look at yours and see what your last one is, if that's okay with you.
Absolutely, sure.
All right. So for your third level, you said, I see life as something so beautiful and meaningful. It is so full of so much love, grace, unity, peace, and beauty. I don't want to waste this incredible gift. It's too important to me. This ride is a good one, and when I get off, I want to hope to feel as if I have enjoyed it to the fullest, and for the people who I have taken along for the ride, I want them to feel as if they have enjoyed it to the fullest, too. I want to be my best self for the sake of it, because why not? That's so great.
Oh, wow. Wow, wow, wow.
Yay. We
wow,
have
I want a poster that says that.
You all spoke at once. What did you all say?
I this is Doreen. I said, I want a poster that says that.
Haley, can you make us a poster?
Oh, you got it.
All righty. Oh. Doreen, it's coming up. Who else spoke?
Tell her to post it on Facebook.
Haley, will you?
Yes. Just I will do it in the in the group page.
Yes, just in the group. You don't have to post it on all of Facebook.
Yes.
Thank you for that request, Diane. That's excellent. All right. Well, let's move on. There was a last segment on this page, which was about what we're excited to get out of bed and do because of what we've written here. And a lot of it overlapped, and some of it is worth sharing again. Diane, is it okay if I share yours, because yours was a little bit different than your other answers?
Sure, yeah.
Okay. So what Diane wrote is, I'm excited to get out of bed in the morning because I have the awesome opportunity to do something to make others happy, using my unique skills, sewing, writing, color therapy, display, patience, I love that, and problem solving. Another reason, excited to get out of bed in the morning, to be inspired to create more ideas and things, to sit quietly with those things, and to practice what I preach regarding fashion, beauty, and art, being in my element. Let's see. Haley wrote a long list. Let's see what Janet did. Janet wrote a short list. So I will read some. Haley, is it okay if I read some of yours?
Yes.
Okay. So Haley, I'm excited to get out of bed in the morning to smell the rain, to pet animals, to help others, to spend time with my mom, to talk with my sister, to spread love, to be excited for the little things. And in all caps, one of them is dance and the other is laugh. I couldn't agree more with both of those for myself. Thank you, Haley. And Janet wrote just four total. Just three. So the first one is she has the awesome opportunity to empower women to have a voice and choices, and the awesome opportunity to share beautiful essential oils, and a business opportunity to help women empower their self, their health, and their money, and the awesome opportunity to empower her own life, her own health, and her own income. And let's see. I'll read you mine. Mine, again, are uncharacteristically short. So I started with where I'd left off on my theme, that I'm excited to get out of bed in the morning because I have the awesome opportunity to be me, good, bad, and ugly, and to be present with me, good, bad, and ugly, and to love and championing people, starting with me. I know most of you who have been my client now or before know that I am my first client, and that's how I can coach you well. So championing and loving me first kind of goes along with that. And another one around that theme is witnessing the beauty and glory of each person in front of me, and deeply connecting with my loved ones and my clients, and experiencing the full range of life, the joys, the sorrows, everything in between, again, with me, with my loved ones, with my clients. So, wow. So, Asia, you, I don't think you've chimed in on this one. If you noticed what was really standing out for you with other people, do you want to share?
No.
Okay. Did something pop up for you from you?
So I have been listening, but as you posed the question, I forgot what the question stem is. So would you mind telling me what the question stem is?
Not at all. It is, I'm excited to get out of the bed in the morning because I have the awesome opportunity to,
that's right.
And then you.
Okay. I am excited to get out of bed in the morning because I have the opportunity to see my dog, Atlas, and be with him and experience things that he does and the ways he enjoys life. I have the opportunity to use my body. It's mobile and active, and I'm really grateful for it. I have the opportunity to see brand new things or the same things with new eyes.
Nice. Yay. Thank you. Thank you for being willing to do that extemporaneously.
Yes. Yeah. thank you for bearing with me as I did not want to feel like I wasn't listening, but yeah, it's helpful to just repeat the stem. So thank you.
You're totally welcome. All right. So
I have one that obviously, you don't have my sheet.
Yes,
but it's
so go
really
ahead,
important. Well, I guess part of what I've been going through is a lot of grief and trying to work through that and the challenges it brings. And my looking forward to getting out of bed in the morning is I really have to find a reason. And usually it's my dog and something connected with nature. But I just wanted you to know that thinking about this course and actually doing the course and also realizing that I need to develop my computer skills. It's like two things in a long time that I need to expect from myself, and that really excites me.
Yay.
So thank you.
You're totally welcome. Wow. Well, thank you, all of you guys, for sharing so fully. And I realize that this being a pilot program and sort of putting it together as we go, we do have hiccups, like Doreen's talking about some of the computer challenges. And so if you notice stuff that doesn't make sense to you, please don't assume it's you. It's probably that we don't have a great structure yet. And just post it in the Facebook group. And if you have questions, email them to me. We'll get them resolved. If they're technical, Kelly, my lovely assistant, will help us get them resolved. And thank you for bearing with that process so that we can do this process even perfectly imperfect. So next week we'll be working on the third piece of Module 1, and that's around you saying what you would love your outcomes to be. You know, when we've completed all 9 modules and you've really looked at strong from within and from many different angles, what areas of your life would you like to be different and how would you like them to be different? So that's pretty straightforward, and that's what we'll be looking at next week. And if you send me your assignment ahead of time, then I've got it to share. And if you don't, that's totally fine. Notice that you totally can come without having sent it in. So any other logistical things that you must know before we go into our closing prayer? Okay. And if they come up, don't hesitate to reach out either in the Facebook group or sending me an email directly, because I know we're still kind of putting things together and that can be confusing. So we are going to close with a prayer that comes out of my first book, Thriving Work, and it's called Ambassador of Love. I give love this moment. I give love this day. I give love my mind, my heart, my soul. I surrender to the greatest good in me, allowing lesser ideas and preoccupations to drop away. I serve as an ambassador of love, as love. I serve as an ambassador of love. All right. Well, we'll see you same time, same place next week. Bye for now.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Bye. Bye, Anne.
Bye, Asia.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Thanks, Anne.
You bet. Bye, Haley. Bye, Doreen.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, Diane.
Have a great week.
You too.